want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room.
Hey there, and thanks for joining me on the Spacious Room podcast today. Fancy footwork. How good communication stops offence. Did you know that the elk's ankle bones make a distinct sound when they walk? I know, I found out this fact when I was studying elks. And this fancy footwork is actually the primary means of communication and engagement with the other elks. It's fascinating. And as their ankle bones actually make the sound and they crack and they pop, it's believed that this sound is one elk actually communicating to the other elks that they're actually approaching from behind them. It's amazing. And I've thought about this and I thought about leadership in church, and I've actually had the privilege of being in church leadership for almost 20 years. And during that time, my ears have become attuned to the distinct sounds of dysfunctional leadership and the poor communication which bad leadership actually brings. And unfortunately, if we don't make good communication a priority, then this neglect will only lead to more hurts, more wounding within the church. And rather than an elk within your herd approaching you from behind, making his ankle sounds, it will actually be the hunter who comes from behind you, who wants to wound you so badly that it actually starts a blood trail that can keep you running for years. Now, we'll look at Jesus on his leadership, and it's amazing because Jesus made it a priority to communicate with his disciples during his three-year ministry. His fancy footwork made the distinct sound of good mentorship as he took the time to explain and show his disciples the culture of God's kingdom and what it was all about. Not only did this encourage growth in the disciples' faith, but it also built trust within the group. And Jesus asks questions rather than actually directing the disciples, which drew out the disciples' own beliefs, their own misconceptions and their worldviews. And it helped Jesus actually helped visual learners with his parables and his stories. And all that, it cut through the noise of confusion and it left his disciples actually slack-jawed and full of more questions. But it actually went to the heart of each issue that they actually faced internally, helping them all the time. He built them up. He built up his disciples' confidence over that short three-year ministry and help them understand important truths and values of God's upside-down kingdom. So why did Jesus do all this? Why did he take time in mentoring, in discipling his tribe of 12? Why? Because they had to listen out for unfamiliar sounds. So you have the sound of God's kingdom and you have the sound of the enemy. And Jesus needed his disciples to know the sounds of the hunter, Satan, the enemy, and they needed to be alert at all times. So these sounds can be difficult to distinguish at first. However, the more you become accustomed to the voice of the Good Shepherd, the more you become accustomed to God's ways, the more you'll recognize the hunter's strange sounds that they never actually bellow out the offense. They don't blast out the bitterness, the rivalry, the compromise. No. These sounds, they come in whispers. They come in murmurs. They come from behind you when you're not ready, that poke, prod, and question the unprotected areas of your faith. Ephesians 4:27 reminds us to not give the devil a foothold. And this means we should never give him space to move in close and to pull back his bow and let the poison-tipped arrow go straight into our faith. If Satan's sounds can sprinkle a little suspicion within the herd of leadership, then Well, it's game over. And he'll have a leader's head mounted on his heavily decorated trophy wall. Quicker than you can say, what's that noise? Oh, yeah. Yes, unfortunately, over the years, I've seen leaders fall because they've actually paid no attention to the sound of the hunter and the ambush that it brings. And you know what? It is absolutely devastating to watch. So, if you're a leader, take my advice. Be aware of the devil's schemes in church leadership especially. Because when you recognize the sounds that can cause offense, it can cause rivalry and bitterness and compromise, it means you need to move those ankle bones, get those ankle bones moving, and you need to do some fancy footwork. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.